All right, how's it going today? Good? Not really much on this end. We're obviously transitioning into somewhat of a game week. We're still in training camp, but starting to make that transition. So let's take it day by day here and eventually move into, you know, what'll be a full game week in a couple weeks. But we'll start to take some steps to that this week. Obviously not working against another team. Pretty clear that we need to prepare ourselves for the team and not use the other team to prepare ourselves. So that's what it is.
There's a report that Tom's been excused for yesterday and today for non-injury reasons. Can you confirm that?
No, I don't comment on any personal situation.
Bill, when you look at the Panthers front seven, obviously one best in the league, does this give you a better, I mean, obviously you evaluate every game with the offensive line. Does this give you a better litmus test of what you can see when you're going up against a group that's this good?
Yeah, no, I think this is really across the board. I mean, this is a real good team. We're playing on the road, so that'd be a little bit different. I mean, I think this is a good opportunity for us to compete against, you know, arguably as good as any team in the league. All that being said, we're not talking about a regular season game here. We're not talking about game planning and all those kind of things, which I can't imagine would happen in this game. But they're going to happen in a couple of weeks, and so it's a whole different ball game. I mean, I don't think you can compare this game to a regular season game, even though I've heard people try to do that. I'm not really sure what game they're looking at, but in terms of evaluations and just kind of straight up evaluations, I mean, it's a great opportunity for us. I mean, these guys can run the ball; they've got a great defense. They got a couple explosive players on offense in the kicking game. So again, they're playing at home, so it's a lot of things that are a great test for our team, and we need those, and so it'll be a good opportunity for us. But it's just not from a game plan standpoint. I mean, that's just, we're in a whole different ball game there.
Bill, Marcus Cannon's a guy that you've played up and down several positions on the line over the years. He seems to be pretty focused on one position right now. What have you seen from him throughout camp and has he been progressing this year?
Yeah, he's had a good camp. I think, you know, he has played other positions, can play other positions, but I think this is the best position. All those other moves are really part of another. Wasn't the idea of, like, we need to move Marcus. It was, there were other circumstances, and because of his athleticism, his intelligence, his versatility, a lot of times he was the guy making the move, but I think we've got him in a good spot right now.
Well, with regard to his intelligence, Nate was talking about so much that goes into playing the offensive line in terms of reading protections, understanding the protection up and down the line as opposed to, or along with the physical element that goes along with playing along the offensive line. I'm wondering how you judge players, how you evaluate players in that regard with those two aspects, physical and mental.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're both important, but you know, go out there, miss a couple assignments, then those are the kind of plays that, you know, will get you beat too, so. It's all important. Everything's important. I mean, in the end, you got to make your judgment based on the whole composite of the player. So, like the play in the Bears game where they blitzed the corner, or it was a slot defender, it was the nickel defender, and, you know, he came all the way, extended out and got him. I mean, it was like, those are the kind of plays I'm sure Nate was talking about that happen. They don't happen on every play, but when they happen, I mean, you got to get him if that's your assignment. So, but yeah, look, he's a smart guy. I don't think learning's really ever been an issue for him. Experience maybe a little bit, but not. I don't know, he's
But what's made him better on the right side as opposed to the left? I think he played left his last year in college, maybe, but I think he played both.
And he's played both for us. I think he could play both. I think he's probably a little, probably a little more in the right tackle mold, but he could play left tackle. I mean, he would play it a little differently than Light played it, or than maybe Solder plays it. I mean, I'd say he's a true swing tackle, but with right tackle probably being his better position, but I think he can play left tackle. He has played left tackle. I know he can play left tackle.
Seemed like James White took a pretty nice jump from year one to year two. Just wondering what you've seen early in your career and what you need out of him this year.
Yeah, more of the same. Very dependable, very consistent. I think he's worked on his role, in the running game, carrying the ball, which he did a lot of in college. Hasn't done a lot of here. Was mainly a passing game player last year. Didn't play 2 years ago, his rookie year. Mainly a passing game player last year, but he's taken a more active role in the running game this year. And so I think, he continues to develop. A good run on the two-point play against New Orleans.
He had talked about last year struggling to run between the tackles and said it was a combination of things. Do you think it's just one of those things where, as you're talking about, he gets more repetition doing that it will look better for him and he'll understand it a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, he did a lot of it at Wisconsin. I mean, he ran between the tackles a lot. I mean, their offense, they run outside, but they run a lot between the tackles, and they run a lot, period. So I think the thing that, jumped out with him was how proficient he was in the passing game, based on what we saw in college. And I think his run skills were good. I think they are good. I think they need some refinement, and it's a little different in this league, but I think he can run the ball in there, and he's taken more reps at doing that, and I think that's helped him.
With a player like that, it seemed like James has some good elusive ability out in space, but I guess with any player, is it harder when you're in between the tackles there and things are maybe a little bit tighter to, I don't know if it's vision or if it's something else, to use those same skills that might make you force a missed tackle on the outside versus in between the hashes?
If that's the type of runner you are, it's the same skill. It's just you have less space, generally. But, yeah, it's still reading blocks, setting blocks up, and, and then being able to accelerate either with speed or with some combination of speed and or power to break arm tackles and, get through the line of scrimmage. Sometimes it's clean, but usually it's not, and there's some element of either really having the quickness to find the space or having the strength to, like I said, break through an arm tackle or, a body that's a little bit in the way.
Some changes to the injury reports made. Just curious what your reaction to that was. Any more problems?
I haven't read them yet, but whatever they are, we'll follow them, whatever that happens to be.
Bill, Tom Brady hasn't played a snap in two preseason games, and might not end up playing a snap in any of the preseason games. Is that maybe overrated for someone like him who's obviously played 16 years in the league? I mean, does he need the preseason snaps? Or are you concerned about him not getting enough work?
We'll just take it day to day, week to week.
Bill, going back to right tackle versus left tackle, left tackle seems to be, it's been for a while, a more high-profile position, quarterback's blindside typically, but we saw Von Miller last year attack the right tackle consistently in the postseason. The way teams move people around now, is there equal weight on both sides of the line? Right tackle's always been important, but is it as important as left tackle, I guess, despite kind of conventional thought?
Obviously they're both important. So generally you see a little more athletic rusher over on the left side. Not always, but generally speaking, and usually a little more athletic tackle on the left side, generally speaking, to match up with the defensive players. And also, so there's a lot of left tackles that the strength of their game isn't run blocking, whereas most right tackles, that's usually part of their strength. That so again, I'd say it's like more of a matchup thing, really. And, you know, every offense is different. Every team's, you know, has a different, a little bit different system and different personnel. So, you know, it's, I think, a very generalized type of statement. What one team's looking for in a left tackle and what another team's looking for in a left tackle is, I wouldn't say necessarily the same thing.
Are teams still as right-handed in the running game as they used to be, say, 20 years ago?
Probably not as much as they were then. It's probably balanced out a little bit more. But I'd say still more, you know, more right than left.
Final question.
Bill, how is Karras? You've moved him around in the interior, played some center. How's he handling both the physical challenge and the mental challenge of moving around like that?
Good. Yeah, I don't think that's an issue. I mean, he's a smart kid. He's done that before. He's played both spots. He's really been doing it since day one, since he's been here, all through OTAs and mini camp and training camp. So he's gotten a lot of reps at guard and center. I think that he's relatively, that those are interchangeable. He has some position flexibility there. Obviously, you know, a lot to learn and long way to go. But to this point, I'd say he's been able to handle, you know, the combination of those positions well, both physically and, you know, from a learning standpoint. I don't think it's been a problem.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, great. Thank you.